Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women, hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. Today we are lucky to have with us Nyaradzo Mashayamombe, the director of Take a Life International, a rights organization that seeks to protect the rights of young girls and women. Ms. Nyaradzo Mashayamombe will take us through the reaction at news that the young woman that was seen on social media being stripped by touts at the 4th Street bus terminus earlier on this month has now come forward to the police, and also that the touts that were involved in that incident were taken to court and have been charged. What is your reaction to what we have seen happening, Ms. Mashayamombe?
First and foremost thing is that it is very regrettable that it happened, to this lady. It's a heinous crime. There is never a reason to allow women to be stripped naked. And the people of Zimbabwe are expected to be law-abiding citizens. We are very happy that the young lady has come through to report her case, which is very commendable. And now where we are going is that the police have already arrested one person who went to court and then was remanded in custody to the 29th. And I think already what we are seeing as the steps by the justice system, we are hoping for a fair delivery of justice and that it becomes a clear message to every person who is obviously not normal to ever think about stripping women in public or any form of violence against women.
You have actually met the young woman, but we understand that there has been a gag order on issuing to protect her. What was her state?
Yes, I have been able to meet the young woman. I think for the purposes of her protection, I may not divulge how she is feeling right now or whatnot, but yes, I managed to meet her, and we're just trying to protect her and not say much about her right now. But just to say, her coming forward was the most brave thing that I've ever seen a woman do. I think what she suffered, what she went through, if probably it was me, without the knowledge that I have, maybe just as a civilian, I might not have come forward, because the trauma was excruciating. And so I would just say, I think seeing her come forward was a giant step. She's a hero to a lot of women, because for her to have suffered that and then go ahead and say, I'm reporting this case, because it otherwise, such treatment to anyone could actually take away someone's confidence. It could take away someone's willpower to fight, because she would have been traumatized. But she's been a hero. She's been so brave to come forward. And I think also another thing that we noted from that video that circulated is the way the young men came through and tried to protect her. There was one young man who moved around with her, trying to get her into a commuter, and then the other commuter omnibus that then opened their doors to her to whisk her away. I think those are the men that I probably want to honor right now and say, these are the men that we want in our societies.
But have you seen an increase in the number of police naming these taxi ranks since this incident occurred? What has changed?
I can't say I've seen any change. So I think it's now about engaging with the police, engaging with other stakeholders, even the Ministry of Transport, to say, how do we make such public spaces safe for women and even men? So we do not want touts. What are the touts doing at the ranks? Ministry of Transport, the police, every stakeholder, Harare Mayor, should come up and make sure that we do not have touts. We don't need touts. What are they doing? So evidently, our public spaces are not that safe only because of touts. I think it's very important for us as Zimbabweans to realize that this stripping business of women being stripped, of women being booed, is just happening around the major ranks, around Copacabana, around 4th Street, around Renkini in Blawayo, around Kudzanai in Gweru. I think we want a system that works, that is safe, that is accountable, to say, let's remove the touts and let's have a working system for women and men. then to be able to be directed.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Ms. Nyarazo Mashayamombe, the director of Take a Life Foundation International, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women, hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.